Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
So talk to me about this case. How did it come to your guys' attention that this was going on?
So the dog was reported as stray on Christmas Eve. When our driver went and picked it up, they immediately noticed the condition of the dog. It was emaciated, had urine staining, smelled of urine. So when we brought the dog into the shelter, myself saw the condition, you know, our staff, and we went to social media, say, hey, this is a stray dog. This is in this condition. We got a couple people calling with a little bit of information here and there, but once people figured out of the dog's passing, unfortunately, on Christmas, the community really helped out, and we started getting calls in probably every half an hour, honestly, and people giving us credible information and specific information identifying the owner, and which helped us kind of locate her, and that's where we made the arrest.
So did the dog pass away because of the condition that it was in?
Yeah, so the dog did pass away from the starvation. It was confirmed with our veterinarian. We did do an official necropsy, which is like an autopsy, but for dogs. So we did do an official necropsy. The cause of death was specifically starvation.
Now, with the charges that the owner is facing, can you talk a little bit about that and what they entail?
So we did initially charge her with Ag and Markets animal cruelty. That's 353, so that's a misdemeanor. That's just failure to provide. So clearly the dog was starved from sustenance and things like that. Today, it's December 27th. I did talk with the district attorney's office, one of the representatives we have for our agency, and they are supporting upgrading to the felony, which is aggravated animal cruelty, which is 353A, which shows a little bit of intent with the starvation. Obviously, you did that on purpose over a period of time, which caused the dog to die.
Now, I mean, with this case, this is pretty graphic, and it's hard, especially being around Christmas time. Did there seem to be any type of remorse with the owner when the arrest happened or when the situation was brought to surface?
So it is very graphic looking at an animal in that condition for people that love animals. Understanding the nature of how the dog would have passed away and how it was feeling is pretty terrible. When interviewing the owner, you know, to surprise the owner, to take full accountability, they were compliant. She did take responsibility for her part in the situation, you know, which was surprising, but I give her credit for doing that part. But she wasn't surprised. I can't say she was, and I can't say there was remorse. More or less, she just accepted what she did.
So moving forward with the actual charges again, bringing them back up, how does that work? Because usually people, especially in New York State now, are getting released on appearance tickets and they come back in for a later date. Is she still sitting in a jail right now, or is it just an appearance ticket situation?
So the Niagara SPCA and the way all the SPCAs operate in New York State, because they are RI numbers, everybody gets appearance tickets with us. So we give them an appearance ticket, and depending where the arrest is made is where they'll go get fingerprinting from either the city agencies, or we have an agreement with the sheriff's department. So she was given an appearance ticket yesterday to go get fingerprinted at the Niagara County Sheriff's Office. So technically it is considered an arrest. She is considered in custody because she has to go in front of a judge. However, she'll have her arraignment court date January 9th at 9 a.m. in the town of Lockport. And that'll just, you know, how she pleads and so on and so forth. Then the court will probably stretch out for a month or two on it. With being a felony, it could be anything from a minimum year in jail on. It could be pleaded down. Our goal is always animal abuse registries, which we have in Niagara County. It's not across the state. I wish it was, but in Niagara County, we have the animal abuse registry. So our goal is always to get them on that, which means they can never possess animals again at minimum 15 years as long as they live in Niagara County. So that's going to be our goal, as well as jail time, fines, whatever we can get.
Is there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask or you want the public to know about?
We appreciate the public calling us. This was solved, I mean, honestly, within a day and a half, but the arrest was made within 2 days, all because of the assistance of the public. Social media was very powerful. We appreciate you guys taking this on and coming to just get it spread out there. If you see something, say something. I know it sounds simple, but the help from the public on this is what made us solve this case so quickly.